Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. The COVID-19 pandemic is a growing worry for all of us here in Singapore. On day three of our enhanced social distancing measures circuit breaker, Health Suite speaks with Dr. Lee Tau Hong, consultant, National Centre for Infectious Diseases, or NCID, to get an update on the disease and more information that moving forward will be relevant to us, with particularly those of us with the vulnerable elderly at home. Stay with us for Health Suite, coming up for you right now on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon, you're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Today, Health Suite talks to Dr. Lee Tau Hong, consultant, National Centre for Infectious Diseases, or NCID, on the phone to get the latest update that we can and information that will be useful to all of us as we are in day three of the circuit breaker. Dr. Lee, welcome to the show. Now, more information about COVID-19 is emerging every day, as the infection rate globally has been escalating. Now, what should our public, what should Singaporeans be aware of?
Well, now it is really important to reduce the spread of COVID-19. If the number of infection is uncontrolled, then it can overwhelm the healthcare system when too many patients require medical care at the same time. And we know that older individuals are at a greater risk of severe disease and developing complications. So it is important to protect the vulnerable population from being infected. But that's not to say that the young individuals will not be affected. There are reports of deaths in children and apparently healthy young adults. Mm-hmm. So it is important for everyone to play their part during this one-month circuit breaker by staying at home as much as they can, practicing safe distancing when they are out, and to continue washing their hands frequently with soap and water and avoid touching their faces.
Okay, there is a risk that because we've been living with COVID-19 here in Singapore for a while, there is a risk that some of us might get a little bit complacent. So how deadly is COVID-19 exactly?
Well, we've got some experience now in Singapore in terms of clinical care. And now we know that COVID-19 costs about 20% of patients to require supplemental oxygen. Mm-hmm. And about half of these patients then who need oxygen will need ICU care. And in total, up to about 2 or 3% may die from COVID-19.
Right.
So, and it can spread via close contact as well as surface contact. So advise the public who are not well to wear a mask if they have respiratory symptoms, such as a cough or runny nose. And everyone should keep their hands clean by frequent hand washing with soap and water.
Right. Well, wear a mask if you were unwell, something that you've said all along. The NCID is based, and our medical services, the Joint Task Force, has told us to do that right from the beginning. From the onset of the outbreak of COVID-19, since then, what have you learned about this virus? Is there more that we know now than we did when it first started to emerge in Singapore?
Yes, we are learning more about the disease right now. As I mentioned just now, we know that about 80% of the patients will not have severe disease. The disease is quite mild, but 20% will need increased medical needs. And we know that more about the behavior of the disease currently. Mm-hmm. What is the trend? How patients we can predict how patients, what is the outcome of these patients as the disease days goes along?
Right. And what about the question, can people become reinfected with COVID-19?
Well, currently our discharged patients remain well, and none of them have shown any evidence of a reinfection. Mm-hmm. We also have data to suggest that they have good antibody response after recovery, similar to SARS patients in 2003. So that may reduce the chance of them getting reinfected. But we still need high-quality studies to answer this question that you just posed. Can patients really, who recover from COVID-19, really get reinfected? We do not have high-quality studies yet.
Okay. How about the treatments? You have already discharged quite a few. They've recovered. and they seem to be okay, as you said. So is there an effective treatment now that seems to be successful, at least among the patients that NCID has been treating?
There is currently no antiviral treatment. Mm-hmm. There's also no vaccine to prevent the infection. But NCID is engaging international agencies, research partners from WHO and other institutes like NIH in the US for research on vaccines and other therapeutic development. WHO's key research priorities such as simpler diagnostic tests, information on optimal treatment and best treatment protocols, as well as research on transmission and epidemiology. These are covered in Singapore.
Okay. We are speaking to Dr. Lee Tau Hong, Consultant, National Centre for Infectious Diseases, or NCID. Now, in recent weeks, we've had many Singaporeans, a lot of them our younger Singaporeans who were studying overseas, and that did, in some ways, lead to a spike in confirmed cases. How have you been? How has NCID been coping with this increased number and now more community spread as well? Have you been coping?
Yeah, we have seen an increase in the number of cases, as you mentioned, in the last few weeks. The majority, thankfully, about 80%, are relatively well. Mm-hmm. And in NCID and at other public hospitals, we have performed risk stratification to identify patients who are well and are at low risk of developing a severe illness or complications. And then we transfer these patients to other facilities to receive step-down care and monitoring. So we therefore then focus more on patients who require increased medical needs.
Fatalities have now also been reported globally among much younger patients. Initially, we thought this was the vulnerable elderly were most at risk, but we're starting to see younger patients succumb to it. Is this a concern for us here in Singapore?
Right. The fatalities we report here are mainly in older individuals. Mm. These are mainly people above 60 years old.
Right.
And as with age, they may have a higher chance of having some underlying medical conditions. And what we find here mirrors what is reported in other countries where the risk of death increases with age.
Right.
And when you have large number of cases, then there will be reports of healthy individuals who succumb to the illness.
Mm-hmm.
So while it is uncommon, this will serve as a reminder, especially to the younger individuals, that COVID-19 can be a deadly disease to anyone.
Right. Okay. Now we are in day 3 of our circuit breaker. Maybe now is a very good time for you to tell us exactly why social distancing is so important. Drive it home, doctor.
Right, yeah. We know that the dominant mode of transmission of COVID-19 is through close contact with an infected individual. It is either through respiratory droplets or contact with contaminated surfaces. So if we apply safe distancing, then the risk of picking up the virus is reduced. Additionally, close contact with multiple individuals can lead to continuous transmission links and chains. So safe distancing is important to break up such links to reduce the chance of infection propagating in the community.
Okay, now we're all being told at least 1 meter, but it doesn't mean that it only needs to be 1 meter. If we could be further apart from somebody, that would be actually better for us, right?
That is right. Yeah, we should keep our distance
as much
as we can.
All right. We are talking to Dr. Lee Tau Hong, Consultant, National Centre for Infectious Diseases. The reported deaths here in Singapore that we've had have been older patients. Of 6, they also all had pre-existing conditions. What should our elderly, particularly those with pre-existing conditions, now know?
Right. So I think the reason why the elderly are more at risk is because, as you mentioned, the underlying medical conditions and COVID-19 in the more severe cases can infect the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So patients who have underlying lung conditions, these infections can place additional stress on their respiratory systems. It can cause breathlessness or respiratory failure. And in patients with severe infections, then it can also be stressful on the heart. So patients with poorer heart function may not be able to handle the extra burden of the infection on the cardiovascular system very well. And so this can result in heart failure.
Right. And what is important for caregivers to the elderly to know?
Right. So we know that the elderly are more at risk of having severe infections, mm-hmm. complications and death. So it is important for people who have direct contact with the elderly to be more vigilant. Avoid contact with them if the carers are unwell. And if contact with the elderly cannot be avoided, then carers should minimize the risk to the elderly by wearing masks and washing hands frequently with soap and water. And if it is not available, then we can use sanitizers when we care for the elderly. And carers should also seek medical attention early if they are unwell.
Okay. What leads some people to be at higher risk of having more severe symptoms? You know, whether or not they are elderly, are you seeing, because globally we're seeing that, are we seeing that here as well? Some people just have a worst case of it, shall we say?
Yeah, so what we found is that the strongest prediction for complications of severe illness has got to do with age.
Mm-hmm.
As a person gets older, then the severe disease is more likely to happen.
Right.
And it's probably confounded by other things. So as a person gets older, then they are more likely to have a poorer heart function, a poorer respiratory function because of other underlying medical conditions. So those are the most significant risk factors that we see that predicts severe illness.
Okay. The public, or at least the majority of us, we are observing the frequent hand washing, the sanitizing. Many of us are wearing the masks in public. But, you know, let's face it, this is something that we don't know. We've never faced. We don't understand it. We're not medical professionals. So we're still concerned. We're still worried for our health and safety. Do you have any words of advice, wisdom, or anything to share with us that might allay some of those fears?
So I think at this point, it is important for everyone to be very vigilant, very aware of any symptoms that could be related to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, a cough, a dry cough, sore throat, and more recently reported is this loss of smell or poorer taste. So this everyone should be more aware of what their body is telling them right now. And so we should monitor our health. And really, if we have a cough or a fever, we should see a doctor as soon as we can. Wear a mask if we are sick or if we have contact with sick or high-risk persons. And really, I can't emphasize enough on hand hygiene, washing our hands with soap and water. And then, you know, the rest are just general good healthy advice, good nutrition, have enough fruits and vegetables, staying hydrated, get enough sleep and exercise. So that would be my advice.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Dr. Lee Tao Hong, consultant, National Centre for Infectious Diseases, or NCID, on Health Suite. Doctor, thank you for your time today. Now, all of us here at Money FM 89.3 would like to thank you and your colleagues for everything that you are doing for Singapore in the face of COVID-19. And we hope all of you out there stay healthy. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.